we were saying.
As we were saying, yeah.
Does anybody have any apples just at home that I could have to try out this apple press?
Have you tried the part two?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What about Conrad?
There's a couple out there. But
I could just take
not to press.
Yeah.
I could take some from Conrad.
Yeah, sure.
I'll text him.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I sent this to Corey for tomorrow at 1. Could you stop by to talk to us for a few minutes?
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, all so right. What's next on our agenda?
For the Arbor Day updates we need to attend to.
Do you want to... we're going to talk about the pegboard thing tomorrow. And I'm not a big deal, but do we want to have our things go through the Boulder Tree City email to send out stuff? Does it matter?
I think we should.
Okay.
Because right. Then people can have that as a way to contact
yeah.
us.
Yeah, I think it's
like
I do like that. It's just, you know.
A little more professional.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe. I have not heard back from Elizabeth if we are going to receive our own emails through the town.
Oh.
Yeah. But that is something that we requested just because of Google Drive space and things like that and sharing documents and making things easier for all parties involved. But it is a cost to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a little bit of a holdup because we don't have a current budget.
Yeah. So
we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, I think, let's see. We go to part-timer, went over what Amy, she's... by the way, she is like, there. I think I told you, did I tell you, that they are going, she said she would do our Arbor Day next year on a weekend.
Oh, that's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I know
yeah.
It's been something that a few people complain about. It's
yeah.
a legitimate thing, but they have never, it's always been, we don't do that during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't do it on the weekends, but she said, we'll make that happen for next year. At least that's the idea now.
That's
great. All right. I think anything else on Tree Initiative, or I guess there's nothing there.
I saw that Mary McIntyre emailed that she had planted quite a number of trees. So I responded to her and said, "Could you let us know what species and your supplier, so that we could share that with other folks and like how they're doing."
It's the one in Penguin, just that one.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean, she.
No. Like 80,
she told
yeah. Well, I mean, that's the one she got. Those are the ones that she got. She got like 80, 85 or whatever
well, she
from
got
that.
50 sumac, but I don't remember.
Yeah,
that
she had other things. Well, she said trees, but they're bushes, you know, like included.
Yeah. So I'll let you know when she responds
right.
on what her
okay.
where she got them and
okay.
the species. But I think that was
confirm
awesome
with her.
To add, so.
Yeah, that's a great one to add.
So, do you know is the 10,000 Tree Initiative meeting before Arbor Day?
We will. But we haven't set up anything.
Just to have our updated numbers of how many
yeah.
trees have been planted would be great.
Yeah,
like
and actually,
display of like, here's where we're at.
Yeah.
And we need to update the display. So.
Okay.
Which I have.
Anything else that we need to be thinking about in terms of planning for the day that we need to have in, I know, I guess this is kind of event committee stuff, so we're kind of, you're excused.
Good.
is it all event committee stuff in this plan?
Just anything else you want to add? Is there anything you'd like
questions?
To share?
I know we had talked about the grafting idea.
Oh yeah.
The last meeting. I was curious if you had looked into that at all.
Oh
or had
yeah.
any thoughts
we were hoping
for
to do
the
that.
Spring.
Yeah, for the spring. Yeah, I haven't looked into it. In the spring, there's plenty of time. I mean, I'm gonna use it anyway. But I can put together a more. Actually think about it and put together like a plan and supplies and costs and that kind of stuff and then getting materials. Yeah.
Can you,
and I can still do something on Arbor Day.
Which I think you should.
Just like informational as opposed to demonstration.
Yeah.
I was thinking I could even, they have like 30 trees that I grafted at home and they're all little and I probably just kind of pull it off the edge to, and I can put it in a pot and bring it. And then you can like see the graph and be like, oh yeah, this is what's going on here. Just
oh
sort of,
good.
Like, sort of
that
a,
would be great.
A visual, you know, to have like, and then I could talk about it and then actually do it in the spring. And maybe people who are interested could sign up and then I could have the same thing where it's like, you know, I could put a pegboard out, but also email people who are, say they're interested directly, you know, on the earlier side and be like, hey, do you want to do this? Are you still interested? And that kind of stuff.
Well, it would be awesome if you could use your site to show people. I mean, mm-hmm. that would be amazing if you got 30 of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're not planted out. They're just all, still. You know, in my little nursery bed. But, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be great. So that's another thing we got going.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it will be awesome to look into funding for that, for tools and supplies and just like the rootstock mm-hmm. and
yeah.
Just kind of think of a schedule if we want to pull cyanwood from local trees.
Definitely,
like we could
yeah.
organize a work party and
that, yeah.
and ask people, oh, do you want to volunteer some of your fruit trees for cyanwood? Like
mm-hmm.
just start making
totally.
Those connections.
I'll bet you're going to get a lot of interest in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be cool, yeah. And Winnipeg, where yeah, and be like, you know, or at the thing, also, like,
this is coming.
In cyanwood, like, do you have trees that you love or that produce well in Boulder?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you be, I think with cyanwood, it's like, you just don't need it. And you're going to prune the tree anyway, you oughta. And when you prune, you get cyanwood.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, that just happens. And so,
mm-hmm.
It's so, you know, it's kind of like, there's no cost to your tree. Because
yeah.
you don't want to prune it for some reason. If it's small, I guess, you don't want to prune it. That makes
yeah.
sense. But anyway, but yeah, so you could have a little, like, thing for that also, so people who are there can see that and also put out a pegboard to
mm-hmm.
kind of make a, you know, a wider request or, you know, question to the community.
Mm-hmm. I wish we could have done one of those
yeah.
for the food forest, because it'd be cool to have, like, a tree that we could name after the Jepsons from their
mm-hmm.
thing or whatever,
yeah,
but
yeah.
that's, you know, we're not gonna, maybe in the future if another one dies, but it'd be cool to have a local tree in there.
We do actually have them from that original project,
okay.
so we could actually go back and name them
yeah.
officially at some point
yeah.
where they came from.
And
so.
When we do our, I'm assuming we're gonna do the Boulder plan, our yearly plan after this event. Cause
yeah,
it, and then, but when we do that, that'll be something. I would love it if we could have some signage down there on what those trees are, and
yeah.
the bushes. Like, I don't know what they are. Like, it's a food forest. Like, what is the food?
Let's
yeah.
bring that up
yeah.
tomorrow with Tina.
Yeah. Okay. If she's
if
there.
She comes.
Mm-hmm. But we can have it in our planning, because it's really more of a long term.
It
thing.
Is, but it would be nice if we had something for the. I mean, just something temporary for the Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Some
oh, you
signage.
Mean, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because when I or anybody refers to food forest to people in town, they have no idea.
No.
They don't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
the more we can
yeah.
educate them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the Arbor Day, the planting is going to be in the food forest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going
right.
to expose.
But it'd be nice, yeah.
And if we had some signs up, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think that's something that we could figure out.
Okay.
And just have some temporary draft signage that we can continue to edit, but at least have something up for that day.
Okay.
That's pretty easy, I think, to figure out.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. Other Tree City things. I don't have any updates from, I mean, I'm on the invention, so I don't
Do you,
anybody yeah. else have any updates?
Or volunteer
for anything?
Hours? That I need to record.
Volunteer hours.
Oh, since our last meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've probably put in...
including the cleanup day? Or
no, we've already got that, right?
I don't know. Do we have that?
Let me open our prior. Because it was since that meeting, wasn't it? I have the 8:15 work party on August 15th.
That's probably. I
don't
think we.
That was the last one.
Yeah, I think it was. In those hours, what about people who were not on the tree committee who came and did work? Did
for the
those
work
hours?
Party? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do we have those
listed.
Counted in?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I just need hours since our last meeting, which I put myself down for watering the park trees. And then meeting admin things for 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Does anyone else have anything else?
You
I
do.
Doing
this stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing this. I would say 3 hours.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably
yeah.
more than that, but I mean, I don't know. Okay.
I probably have 2 hours with school stuff and
food stuff.
And going up to
yeah
mm-hmm.
to meet with Katie and Doug.
Yeah, it's probably
okay.
more like 4.
And Dan.
I,
takes me forever to put together.
Do you have anything to report? And do you have anything to report? Okay. That's all right.
He's volunteering his time right now.
Yeah.
That's right.
1 hour.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
I mean, there's five of us. There's 5 hours.
Five hours.
No, it's true. Okay.
Okay.
And then the other question was about setting our next meeting date. So we had October... We have a meeting temporarily scheduled for October 21st for 1.5 hours to deep dive into the annual plan for Tree City. But are we wanting to have a separate meeting? Because normally it would be, let's see, the third Tuesday of the month in October, right? Is that right, or second? What do we do?
Let's see, we did ours this week, a week early, because I wasn't going to be able to be here next week. So normally it is the third Tuesday.
Yeah. So it would normally be the 21st. So it seems like we've already got that on the calendar.
So you have that on October. Do we want to have anything for kind of a postmortem on the Arbor Day that's sooner? Or maybe we could, when the cleanup, the day after, maybe that'd be a good day to just make some notes on that. I don't know. We'll... Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not.
That's a good idea. Let's figure that out tomorrow, which that full schedule is okay. What we're looking for. Is 5 p.m. good for you on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
good.
Could, I could do it earlier because then school's at 3:30.
Oh, which would you prefer? Okay. 4?
Yeah, I mean, even on Tuesday. Yeah, even 4 would be then just...
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Earlier is better. I'd rather do 4 than 5.
Yeah, and then runs into dinner last school.
Yeah, okay. 4 o'clock on the 21st then?
Okay.
21st?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. October 21st. Tree City.
Well, I'll be out of town for that.
Okay.
Shoot.
Well, do you want to make it the week after? I mean.
And you're not able to call in, like you're off the...
Off the grid.
The grid. I probably can. Let's just go with that, and then I'll try.
Okay. We're saying 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it would be nice if all of us can be there, and maybe we could change the date because that's going to be maybe that'll be our postmortem on the event itself. I don't know if we'll meet earlier, but you would have a valuable voice to add.
Could we then? So we're in the Northwest from the 9th. The 23rd, so we will be traveling back about then. Could we go with the 28th instead for our tree meeting?
I think that could work for me.
Okay.
I'm wondering if we
should. We'll check. We'll let me check.
All, like, it would be great to have everyone there to be on the same page.
Maybe we
have to send out an email.
Yeah, and say, confirm. Because we can talk, we can ask Pete and Tina if they can come tomorrow. Otherwise, and we also need to check in with Constance on.
Okay, so I'm going to ask her about the 28th.
The 21st and the 20th. If she's available for both of those.
Well, we'll start with the 28th so that Jean can be there.
Okay.
At 4, we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that still okay with you?
Yeah.
I'm Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I also wanted to see if folks had a chance to review the meeting minutes from the last meeting. Mm. And I don't think I get to send those out ahead of time, so I could send them out after this meeting.
Okay.
And then if we can approve.
Oh, then we have to approve.
Email. That
we
would
will
be great.
Approve the minutes via email.
Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing.
So the next meeting we have, we'll start with the approval of the minutes.
Okay.
Maybe we should do our conflict of interest statement too. Anybody have any conflict of interest they need to express before we go on?
No conflicts.
No conflicts.
No conflicts.
No conflict.
All right. Can we adjourn the meeting now? Or what's that next part? Do we have anything else?
Make a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Is
second.
That what we do?
Yeah.
On favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.